Why take your sister's place? Does no man in Topeka want you because you're a troublemaker and divorced? Take what little pride she had left, why didn't he? No, they don't. I'm curious, Mr. Gardner. Did many women reply to your ad? I ask because when my sister saw it, the paper was several weeks old. She was surprised to hear back that you were still looking. Are you having poor luck finding a bride? His shoulders hardened and his face set.
I'm being selective.
Right. An educated woman willing to homestead and care for three children isn't panned out of any old stream, is she? A woman with the scantest degree of education would hesitate to jump on an express ticket to hell, hoping for the best with a stranger. Only someone as idealistic as Pearl would think it was a good idea. Or someone who had no other choices. Marigold lifted her brows in a silent check. May I be frank?
Use whatever name you like. It seems to be your habit.
Ha ha. My sister is not the hardy frontier type, Mr. Gardner. She struggles in Topeka, and we have amenities and steamboats and large trains of wagons coming through half the year. She's warm and lovely, but far too soft for the life you offer. She answered your ad because she was worried for your motherless children.
And you're not? I'm shocked.
Pearl and I both suffered when we were orphaned, she assured him coldly. He visibly swallowed, but he didn't apologize. As the elder, I've always done my best to protect her. I lobbied for her to refuse the express ticket before you went to the trouble of sending it, but Pearl imagined this as a romantic adventure. She was convinced you two would fall in love. His lip curled as he said mockingly,
You've come all this way to save me from her fanciful notions. How charitable.
I'm saving myself. If you don't want me, I'll take myself around the corner and ask if any of those men want a practical woman who is currently in debt $125.50.